Hey, it's Allison again. Well, again with another questionnaire. And apologies for any of the ums and ahs and lots of bits where I'm thinking, because I think it's fun to do these without thinking about them ahead of time. So, what's something really specific that you're good at? I don't know if I'm good at it, but one really specific thing that I like to do is whenever anyone is trying to engage me in a sexual conversation, and I'm not feeling friskalicious, I do my best to try and circumvent that conversation into other territory. And so it's always interesting to see how long that takes and I actually end up making pretty decent it's like alliances, accomplices is not the right word. I wouldn't say friendships, but acquaintances, internet acquaintances over that. Because a lot of times, you then just get to share things that we geek out and like and stuff. So that's always nice. Not everything has to be a horny conversation. What's the scariest thing about you? Maybe some of the darker fantasies that I have. But that doesn't really make me scary because none of them get acted out in real life. So, I don't know. Tell us something about yourself that you think would surprise us. Let's see. I don't know. I don't know what to say without potentially being too giving. One of my first cousins, even though I've never gotten to interact with them, one of my first cousins is a really awesome and popular actor. And yeah, he's really cool, and I really wish that I could be friends with him, but apparently his dad and my grandfather, who were brothers, had a huge blow up falling out, and that is why I don't get to hang out with this person. But apparently, a cousin of mine reached out to him when figuring this out about our family tree, and he was like, "That's cool," and just sent her back a autographed something. I think it was a picture of him or something. So I thought it's kind of a ridiculous thing to do, but I don't know. I still think he's a cool person. What's something you love to do, even though you're bad at it? Singing. I love to belt things out at the top of my little lungs. And yeah, it's just fun. What's your favorite insult? Ooh, I wish it was something cool. Probably douche canoe or douche bagel or yeah, I think those are it. What's your favorite thing to do when you want to let your mind wander a bit, but not too far? Dissociate? maladaptive daydreaming? About a harem of fictional characters who I would love to have access and consent to in my life? Yeah. I don't know how else to answer that question. Let's see. What's a silly superstition that you find yourself following or putting stock in? I don't really follow any silly superstitions. I'm trying to think if there's any that I do just for funsies, but I don't think there is. I used to like... No, I don't really think that's a superstition. Yeah. I don't... I'm boring. I don't really have any. Be honest. How many memes are saved in your phone? So many. Anytime there is a good one or a funny one, I will, like, I think I have at least in the folder that it, like, automatically created for itself, have, like, at least 100 or more in my, like, Tumblr folder in my phone. So, what do you do when you get angry? Do you get quiet or yell? Do you want to fight or get away from people? So when I get angry, I have a lot of physical visceral reactions that kind of start with, a lot of it happens with over-sensitization, I believe is an actual word, where everything just feels like too much. Starts with like noises and stuff like that, and I just get super irritated. So I tend to shake a little bit and but clenching and unclenching my fingers a lot to try and create a physical sensation that I can focus on instead of my upsetness. But I definitely tend to yell when I get upset, raise my voice, and cry. I cry when I get angry, and I'm a really emotional person, and it can be really obnoxious because when I cry so hard that it makes it difficult to talk, which is really annoying when you're trying to get an important, passionate point across to someone. Yeah, so that's really fucking annoying. I've never actually, like, physically fought anyone, though, because I wouldn't be good at it. I would like to think I would, but I wouldn't. What's one thing that you cannot stand to have someone do to you? This can be physical, verbal, emotional, or whatever. I don't like people sneaking up on me. Like, I am super jumpy. And, like, I don't know. I just... I had gotten a handle on it, but very recently, I guess with all the isolation from COVID, when I am around people, I can get snuck up on really easily. And it's not fun. Unless it's in the setting of, like, a predetermined scene or some shit. But also, I hate when people, like, say something that I just said in their own words. That really pisses me off. What's the first non-physical thing people notice about you? How open I am about myself, and how, openly I talk about things, and I'm not afraid to bring up controversial topics about things. What's your favorite scent to wear? What about on someone you're attracted to? I don't have a favorite scent. Okay, maybe I do actually. I love eucalyptus and mint, and I also love what is the name of that scent? It's whatever the body washes are that are like cucumber. Is it like cool cucumber? It's not cucumber melon. Is it cucumber melon? Cucumber melon? That's the body wash I used to use when I was younger, and it was like my favorite body wash. For some reason, I don't find that in the store the few times that I've looked for it. So now I, like, wear this, like, it's like a coconut. It's like a very light coconut and something else. Honestly, can't remember. Anyway, someone I'm attracted to. I mean, any scent is really cool. I don't really have a preference. What's something you've learned about yourself through your GWA experience? That I have a lot of my, like, what I would consider taboo and weirder kinks are way more prevalent than I considered. And, like, I knew this because obviously I grew up on the internet and the internet's for porn, but, like, it's just interesting to be able to, like, actually interact with legitimate people who share the same things. So that's cool. Do you have an item that you absolutely must buy every time you see it, even if you already have it at home? If yes, what is it and what makes it a must buy? I think it used to be, like, cans of black beans, because they're so useful in a range of different food meals and options. And then I really had to check myself, because it's like, you don't need, like, 20 cans of black beans in your house. And especially when I don't even cook that often anymore. Tell us about the best cup of tea you've ever had. If you don't drink tea, tell us about the best dessert you've ever eaten. Actually, I had a pack of tea tonight that I made, that I'd gotten from a friend, and it was like a lavender honey, I don't think it was vanilla, but lavender honey something, and the lavender, so good, so good. I actually really like lavender, tasting things, and I'm still gonna do best dessert I've ever eaten. It was this amazing, am I giving too much about myself away? Whatever. It was a cheesecake that had an almond crust instead of graham cracker, because I'm not a fan of that. And, super silky smooth cheesecake, and it had cranberry toppings. And I love cranberries. And it was the first time I'd ever had that type of cheesecake. Blew my entire mind. I tried to go back to the place, and none of the people knew what I was talking about. So it could have been a fever dream. But I've since learned how to create it and make my own homemade cranberry sauce. So, and cheesecake, obviously. So, yeah. Tell us about the last good dream you had. It has been a long while. I keep having, like, really awful dreams, actually. And I can't remember. I think Chris Evans was in it, though. You can see a pattern on which celebrity I like. And it wasn't romantic. We were just, like, chilling and being friends. And it was just really neat to hang out with him, because he's a cool dude. What's something you love to have done to for you, but you hate to ask for it? Consideration. Just when people think of me, they see something, they buy something, they take a picture of something that reminds them of me, that they know I like, or when they discover something they know I like and they ask me about it. I guess just being thought about and considered in other people's lives. And obviously you don't want to, like, ask for that. So I just try to do it for other people and hope that some people do it back for me. Sing a line or two from the last song that got stuck in your head. Oh, goodness. What was I singing earlier? It was like the Hero, Zero to Hero song from Hercules. And I don't know this, I don't know the lyrics, like I can't sing it off the top of my head. Was it? Hero fees and royalties Ahuk had cash to burn. Now nouveau riche and famous, you could tell us what's a Grecian urn. Say amen, there he goes again, sweet and undefeated and awesome, 10 for 10. Girls line up just to watch him flex, and his perfect package packed a pair of pretty pecs. Here he comes, he sees, he conquers, here he goes and something, something. Bring next bang, Zero to Hero, just like that. Zero to Hero, that's a fact. The lyrics are all over the place, but now I'm gonna end this and go sing that song out loud to myself. So hope you enjoyed that, and bye.